Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And what's this year going to be like? How do we feel about it? Well, I think a lot of us are apprehensive. There's a lot to be concerned about. We have no idea. And many of us really feel that we're in for a lot of change. But there's a way to find out about this year. And we've had the show every year in January many times. And we use the human design system to help us know what the year is going to be like. And to help us again each year is Regina Concatelli, another human design analyst, as I am, and we both love to talk about human design. Regina, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you, Peter. Yes, it is. We enter this year with a lot of anticipation, curiosity. What's it going to be like?
Yeah, it might be good. It might be troublesome and good. So we don't know.
Life, right?
Yeah. Well, like none we've ever had before. This is a new world we're living in that's quite confusing. And we need a lot of help to get through it. Help in understanding, help in leadership, help in community. Just helping, better brains.
Collaborations and alliances.
Exactly, community. And so we have a lot to hope for this year. But each year the human design system plugs in. At a particular moment in time, it actually kicks out a chart of the year. And there's not only a date, but an exact moment in time. And for this year, it's January 22nd at 2:19 in the morning, Greenwich Meridian time. Right? You have that too?
Yeah, that's what I had. So that would be the 22nd for those in Europe and the United States. It's on the 21st, 8 hours before that. But somewhere in the world, it's going to hit the 21st or the 22nd of January.
Right. And it tells us what traits are going to be in this year. And it uses, the human design system uses the position of the planets at that moment of time. And even there's another moment that actually starts in October, October 27th. It's the unconscious part of the way this year is going to work. And then the January 22nd is the conscious part. And together they constitute the ways that we're going to be behaving and what our consciousness is going to understand and respond to for this year. So, and every year there's actually four traits that remain. And that's how one reason why we know the exact moment in time at the beginning of the year, because they have to do with the position of the sun and the earth. And when it's in the exact same position each year, then that tells us how it works. And then the information pertains to the Chinese I Ching, the ancient Chinese book of wisdom, that has information that this system draws from. So it uses the particular, let's call them hexagrams, which is what they're known as. There are 64 of them. Those are traits or concepts, and each one is called the hexagram because it's seen in China using yin and yang symbols of solid lines and broken lines to create six horizontal lines, one on top of another. And the combination of yin and yang lines create all the variations. So there are 64 variations of how yin and yang work together to create life. And these are all the concepts. And so the genius of the system, it knows how to plug the stars into the hexagrams and find out which hexagrams are relevant to that moment of time.
Very good.
Thank you. Well, you and I are very practiced at explaining this. So let's talk about this year. And among those first four traits, though, let's just start. They come up every year, and those aren't necessarily good ones. There's one about greed. So our life, every year, humanity suffers from greed. And let's just hope that as that continues, it becomes a more positive greed. You know, not a selfish, arrogant greed, and something that we can all, you know, be greedy for is, you know, a better humanity, better life, better world. And the other has to do with unnatural leadership that I've never liked, that we've had really leaders through history that we can't trust. And some good ones, some wonderful ones, and some terrible ones. But it's something that we have to work through. And let's hope that that also, as we move forward into greater consciousness, become smarter about everything, work in this new age, that we have leadership that we can feel is more natural, and we can trust it better. So this is a good start. Now let's talk about the particular traits of this year. And do you want to go through some of the I Ching traits that showed up in particular, like at the moon and some of the other planets that tell us?
Yeah, I would say just to take off from what's every year, which is this new beginning, this starting, is that we also have Venus flavoring that same hexagram, only in a little different way, right? So from the sun, it's reasonableness, what's real and what is fantasy, you know, what comes with the release. And with the Venus, it is a little more, not so favorable the position that it's in, but it's that survival of the fittest. And I think that is part of the past.
Well, it's also struggling with change. And, you know, the moon is kind of helpful in this, because we're going to strive for harmony, and we're going to strive for justice. So that's our feelings. So we're bringing those wonderful feelings forward this year, seeking to right the wrongs and find harmony in society. But then we come to Venus, and Venus is holding on. You know, it's like, wait a minute, I'm not comfortable with so much change. I don't want that. So there's going to be reactions. There are so many people out there who are trying to pull us backward.
Yeah, and I would say the overall, you know, there was a couple of themes that jumped out at me of just, it's, and the first one was adaptability and change and potential and presence. And so then, but that means letting go and trying new things. Just the overall chart with so many of the third lines is really about adaptability, but the Venus is not quite ready to let go yet.
Right, and Venus has to do with our sense of identity.
Yeah.
So
what are our values?
Right. So we don't want to give up what we can identify with.
Right.
And so it's that's really the biggest problem. But also at Venus, we have stronger intuition. And that will help us a lot. You know, we'll be able to see more clearly and understand, yes, we are in struggle. Yes, we don't want to let go of the Camelot we thought we had, which wasn't true.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see in the coming years, because where this is positioned now with this Venus and this intuition, it's not that strong. It's still, we're still learning how to deal with our intuition. We're still learning how to make that distinction. The line is confusion. So it's not quite settled yet. So right. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But there's definitely in this chart that intuition is far more coming into play than action.
Right. But let's look at how this year starts with what's known as the South Node. And that has to do with rejecting failed principles. And so right away, we all are into that. We're into seeing how terrible things are and what isn't working. And we want to reject what's going on, most people, at least if, because the other part is bigotry. And that has to do with intolerance. And intolerance, I'm very intolerant of people who aren't educated and just are speaking or reflecting propaganda. And and who knows, maybe we all are in some form and don't know it. There are a lot of secrets in government. I think a lot of that's going to be exposed this year. I think there's a lot, and I think Trump is partly responsible, at least in our country, for exposing how ugly everything is, including himself, including the government he created. But he's also destroying the government that was there that actually had a lot of secrets. And so everything is being torn down, including himself. And so the system doesn't work. And so we have to reject those failed principles and be intolerant. I mean, I really feel that we want to be tolerant, but there are things we can't be tolerant about. And that shows up very strong in our energies for this year, is being aware of our intolerance and in many cases promoting it too. There are people and situations I'm very intolerant of. And I'm glad about that.
So. Well, we certainly see that in our world right now. People's voices are becoming stronger of what they're going to tolerate and not tolerate. So I would say we're already moving into that, and it will continue. And in most cases, it's a good thing.
Right. Yeah, because that's how change works, when we're intolerant. But it's also being intolerant of people that we don't appreciate. And that's coming out. Can't help it. So let's look at as we go through the year, we get into what is seen as the North Node, which in this system, we grow into it, and we have a trait called the Democrat. So in other words, we're looking for consensus. We want to see how many people agree with whatever changes are going on, and we want it to be agreeable to as many people as possible. And then we also have a trait where it's called irresponsibility, but I think that's too simple. It's really about being too caught up in the formulas of our goals, of our new ideas, and not really being able to apply them yet. A lot of talk, and you can't yet act on them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And we'll see how much action actually happens this year. But what I see, I hope I don't jump out of your process there, but I see a big flavor of this alliances. The ambition, the 54, people coming together.
Right. Trying to find formulas they can agree on, but not yet being able to put them into action.
And that makes perfect sense, because we have to get the foundation of who can we trust, who are we going to work with. What's that one line? Shaking hand with the devils.
We don't have that this year.
Oh.
I don't see it. I missed that. But it comes up, you know, we've had it occasionally. But,
okay. I'm pretty sure I saw it, but I'd have to look at my notes, and I want to.
No, I went through the chart, and it didn't pop out. Maybe I missed it. So let's keep moving along, and understand, for instance, that Mercury is how we think and express ourselves. And what do we have there but secret relationships?
Exactly. Well, this is what I'm talking about. It's like, you know, who are we gonna ally with? And right. You know, and we're not all gonna know behind the scenes that these two over here have had something going on and we didn't even know it. And we've certainly seen that being surfaced.
But a lot of times we need to be private with people to make plans to introduce them to others. You know, if something is half baked, you don't want to publicize it until it's baked. So you have to keep it secret. So that makes sense. And then there's also in Mercury a deep need for self-expression this year. So there are a lot of people going to be expressing themselves all over the place. And we see that. And there's such a format for that. And that's wonderful. So it's, so far this chart is really speaking the language that we want to hear for this year.
Yeah, it's the 28-2 in Jupiter that is shaking hands with the devil. Distasteful alliances.
Okay. Oh, I see that. But what that is, I have that as rigor and vigilance, and that you really have to be on top of things. That's what I had in my notes. I should look at that and see if I'm got something wrong. But these are I have all these. Oh yeah, taste right. You're right. Shaking hands to the devil. Thank you. I don't know how I missed that. Oh, I see. It said Saturn is. I was misplacing it. I overlooked that. Thank you. We're going to have to shake hands with the devil this year. Yes.
But, well, you know, and there's both sides of that, you know, right? Sometimes it's just intuitively, this is what I just have to go along with this person to, you know, get the result. Or if it's, you know, just doing it at the sake of personal gain as
right.
Well.
Right. I mean, it'll be many different kinds of manifestations of shaking hands with the devil. It's kind of like called crossing the aisle. And in order to create alliance, in order to find communion, sometimes we have to understand what the devil wants.
Exactly. Like I said, you know, there's many ways that it can be expressed and not necessarily the way it initially sounds.
Right. So... It's very interesting how that trait is there for this year. And so, so glad you saw that. And also at Jupiter, because Jupiter is how we expand. And so expansion is going to be through shaking hands with the devil. So that really means understanding all sides of the issues. And... I was just laughing because I was reading about a meeting at the White House that had our president shaking hands with everybody, you know, agreeing with everybody. He was agreeing with everybody. People would contradict each other and he'd agree with both of them.
I think I saw a video clip of that.
But... It was amazing. So in a sense, that's kind of like, well, let's call everybody the devil and let's shake hands with everybody.
Maybe. A little bit in all of it.
Maybe that's an answer. So yeah.
So let's move on to Uranus and Mars. You know, they're two big players. Uranus is always the unexpected, kind of the wild card, and it's hanging out in growth, and I think it there's some real positive potential here.
Self-actualization.
Growth that is self-fulfilling and leads to influence And also even on the unconscious side of nurturing, power to sharing your growth. So yeah. I see that as
very positive, because Uranus plays a big role in our lives, because it's where things, when things are in chaos, the Uranus is what we count on to come through for us. And so self-actualization.
Well, and it's what we're living in. We're living in such unexpected times. And you know, Uranus is, you know, the absolute unexpected, but also, you know, potential possibility.
Right. And so thank goodness that Uranus is on our side with nurturing too. That we in chaos and when everything is going nuts here, we all want to be nurturing. We all want to help each other. And it's beautiful to see that.
Yeah, very progress. It's in a great position. It's in a great position for progress and growth.
Yeah. So this chart is, it just keeps on amazing me how it helps us know what's happening. And you know that Chiron is pretty interesting for this year.
I didn't pull Chiron. What was in that?
It's the Phoenix. And it's a double trade actually of the Phoenix. And it's rising from the ashes. So Chiron is a wounded healer. Mm-hmm. Rising from the ashes. Is that very cool?
Well, we're beginning to rise.
Well, just the hope of that.
Yeah.
Just to know that that's where our wounds are in the ashes. And to have Phoenix there rising from that, there's hope.
Yeah. That's quite beautiful.
Okay, so let's talk about other planets and what they are offering for the year.
Well, so Mars, we could talk a little bit about Mars. Mars is a little bit immature, but it certainly is action, and it's favorable in the 14th gate. And again, bringing something new, unexpected, but you know, in the line of service. Utilizing
selfless service. So Mars is where, you know, where there's struggle, where we're learning and bumping into things. Mm-hmm. And it's also the warrior also. So it can be a big troublemaker. And it could be a big troublemaker wanting selfless service.
That too. It could be greed, right? Selfless contribution to society, or it could be the opposite.
Yeah, and there'll be other sides of it, of course, you know, yet I think there's so many people who really know that we need to work together and be of service to each other. And there's also a trait at Mars having to do with pacing, trying to not upset the apple cart too much. Avoiding too much divergence. And I think that's helpful too.
Finding the right rhythm.
Yes. So these are right on. You know, there are, as you know, there are hundreds and hundreds of possible traits. And there are only 26 in a chart. And in which 26 of those hundreds are there, could be any of them. There could be so many in here that would be horrible. And we don't get those. We're getting some really good ones here. So, and helpful ones. Let's look at Neptune. You know, that's about creating a larger framework, restructuring things in a larger framework that works. So that we should be happy about that. And then also Neptune has composure in it. So we're trying to find balance.
Yeah, and the gift of that is the inquiry. And I think that's good for all of us, is, you know, is to move from doubt to being curious and inquire.
Right.
So on a personal level, I think that's something that people can remember through the year when they doubt or they get reactive, is to move into, well, let's just see.
Yeah, good. Right. Let's be composed about it. Yes, that's good.
We've had some practice, plenty to react to in 2017, yes? Plenty to react to.
Well, there'll be more to react to.
Hopefully, we'll be less reactive.
Well, more to react to, but let's say that we'll be more composed and more used to the, you know, having things to react to so that we do a better job. And let's look at Pluto. Because Pluto, there's karma there. Pluto is a shadow. So Pluto is where we might struggle the most to win. And this is, one trait is magnanimity, is to struggle to create fruitful relationships. So this year, we're all going to be wanting to get along better. And being frustrated, because it's a shadow, that it's not so easy, but we're going to keep trying. And on the unconscious side, it goes back to that secret relationships and informal channels, and that has to do with ambition. So if we want to create results, we really have to work privately. We have to talk at a more intimate level. Right.
Again, the alliances and community.
Yeah. Now, there are other things to look at. I mean, there is a body graph of the year that we can talk about. We only have about a minute left, so I don't think we can get into really the nitty-gritty of that. But I do see that there's a split in this chart at the throat, which has to do with trying to be more tolerant, feeling that we can never be tolerant enough, and trying to explain ourselves in ways that we all feel, I wish I could explain myself better. And so those are the splits. That's where the Achilles heel this year will be, those two feelings of getting along better and being able to talk better, right?
Right, and you know, a natural pull towards relationships.
Right. Right, good.
Because we can't solve it on our own.
Regina Concatelli, we can go on and on, but we don't have time. Thank you so much. Regina, tell us how the people can find you.
Oh, thank you, Peter. Alignwithyourdesign.com is my website, and you can call me directly, 707-888-3569. If you want a free chart, just email me at Regina@alignwithyourdesign.com.
That's great. Thank you so much, Regina. And this is Peter Roth, your host at Energy Stew. I can be reached at peter@heartriver.org or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.